Right now, we start off the second hour of the program by getting on board the G&M Family Market phone line and welcoming to the show actress, writer, and producer Michelle Martin, who appears in the new film, The Red Box Hit. Well, we know it's going to be a hit because the first one was so big, Coffin 2. Michelle, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for scaring the heck out of us on a Wednesday afternoon. We were watching the trailer in studio earlier.
God.
Good God, that's intense.
Did I already scare people? Oh, no. Well, here's the thing I tell people. Don't ever get buried alive. Just don't do it.
I think that's a pretty good advice, a good words to live by.
It is.
But
yeah.
Now, I know, look, when you're making an indie movie, everything's sort of... you're on the fast track. You're getting things done perhaps more efficiently than people who got $100 million.
Yeah, well,
so I'm watching some of the scenes in that trailer and thinking, I'm uncomfortable for Michelle watching her in there for a couple of seconds. How long did you have to spend in that situation?
Quite a lot of time, hours, and they were really, really cool. Kip, our director, Kip Tribble, was lovely. He kept saying, Michelle, let us know if you need a break. It was authentic. I was in a coffin, and I'm small, so, for me, it was like an efficiency apartment, so it's probably better for me than the taller people. But, he kept saying, if you need a break, just let us know, and but I'm method, and I didn't like it, but I liked it as an actor, staying in it. And they would bring me little sips of water, and so for hours, and I didn't feel like it really affected me. I felt invigorated afterwards. I felt like, wow, that was so organic. That was so real. There's not a lot of acting involved, unfortunately. It really felt, I felt it. And he guided me through, really gently. But then the next day, I was wigged out, and that doesn't usually happen. I can let it go, but the next day I had a residual effect from it. So, they were throwing dirt on top of me. And there were little holes, where I could see only a little bit of light. They opened the side at some point, but at some point I was completely closed in the back of the truck for quite a long while Robert Mukes, great, from Rob Zombie's film, he's 7 feet and something tall. He's a huge guy. He used to be a wrestler. And I'm tiny. He just picked me up like I was a hamster. But we had to do it over and over. And it's scary, because he's in this frightening mask. And it was the first time I met him. It's like, hi, how are you? I'm going to be your abductor. And it was a lot. Yeah.
So for anybody who maybe didn't see the first film and isn't aware, can you briefly explain the premise of the movie?
Well, I wasn't in the first film. I watched it. It's so a lot like the Saw films in a contained location. These young people and a few of the people from the other film, one guy who's a detective and another little bad guy, he's wonderful, Johnny Alonso from Gotham. He's just a character, and he kept us all, laughing in a 16 to 20 hour schedule. He's awesome. But yeah, it was, so we're contained, and I thought, this is awesome. We get to be sitting. Like, how many times as an actor do you get to stay in one spot? But it was horrible after, because we were hooked up to these IVs, and not really hooked up to the IVs, but, they had to reattach everything, so we weren't able to really get up very much. And after about 10 hours of that, it's a lot. But it was such a sweet group of people, and the crew and the cast, everyone was really fully on board, and everyone was in it together. So I think that's really important in an indie film, because, you get on some sets and people are going to mutiny. They're just like, I can't take it, especially people who are not used to that schedule. It's not glamorous at all. We were in a warehouse.
But you mentioned the relationship, and Bruce Campbell was on the show last week, and we were talking with him, and he knows a thing or two about indie films, and there is that sense that you're all in this together, and sure, there's someone's called the director, and you've got someone who
Bruce
might be
in
a
the
star.
Last but Rampage with me, we're in the Robert Patrick and Heather Graham's by Dwight Little, great film called The Last Rampage, which is at theaters now. Yeah, so Bruce, I'm in that as well. And I know that he was in it, too, I think. Yeah, great cast there, too. Indie film is fast.
This is a far cry, you know, as we look through your IMDb page from getting your start as Brigitte in The Sound of Music.
Yes, I did get my start as Brigitte. The IMDb page I need to change because, you know, it's fan-based in the beginning.
Right.
So I ended up with a little bit of misinformation, but I was Brigitte in The Sound of Music. And I think, you know, there's some bio information that's wrong because there was a documentary filmmaker of the same name, so we have to clear that up. But yeah, I was Brigitte. That was my first job. And I did a lot of theater. I've done a lot of theater, and I continue to. I just played Natalie Wood in a play during August. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Natalie Wood, one of my absolute favorites, and what a fascinating person. How do you embody the character of Natalie Wood, who was so interesting and so not always like her screen persona in her real life?
No, very, very much like me. She played a lot of intensely emotional roles. You know, she was a brilliant and I think underrated actress because she didn't win the Academy Award when I think she should. She was up for 3 Academy Awards before she was 26 years old. But she was an intense actress, what I call real life. She was a goofball. She was like a lot like me. She had a great sense of humor. She was kind of known to play pranks, and she had a pie fight on the set of The Amazing Race, and I could bore you with all I know about her now because I did a lot of research. I read all of the biographies available to me and the documentaries and watched all of her films on a loop. And, you know, I didn't know a whole lot about her besides West Side Story, which was iconic, of course. But now I have such a deep, deep respect for her work as an actor and for her as a person. She was a sweet, loving mom, and she was such a, you know, really good for all accounts, just a really great human being. So I liked her. I like her. And I liked being her for a moment.
We're talking with Michelle Martin, and a very exciting project that is in the works. First of all, taking on one of the classics in A Doll's House and getting to work with Sir Ben Kingsley.
I know. Sir Ben, he is, you know, what can you say? He's been Kingsley. One of my heroes, really, as an actor. Because, you know, Ben, we were talking, he said, you know, we matter. Actors matter. And that was the first person I ever heard that from. You know, he's like, what we do is important. What we do is important. When Ben Kingsley says that, you're like, yes. Oh, God, I've got to get better because it's really important. But no, he's a lovely person and a gentleman and obviously a great, great actor. So it's a huge honor, and he's stayed on the project. It's taken quite a while. It's hard to get funding for dramas. And Ben has been wonderful because he said, I'm never going to leave this project. You know, he still finds art and you know, the idea of reintroducing Ibsen to another generation, to my generation, important, especially what's going on in politics these days, you know, with women and everything and what just came out. And it's a lot about that. Same with Natalie Wood. She went through the studio system in a way like that and was oppressed, you know, by a lot of the male producers. And there was a lot going on there, which we approach in the play, and we do in Ibsen's A Doll's House, because it's amazing. Get all literary nerdy on you, which I do. She was Nora is iconic in a way because it was the first feminist piece, and she left her husband in a time that didn't happen. And like a lot of people that we in, you know, LA and New York, they kind of deem the flyover states, but I'm from that area. And young women, you know, my age, by 25, they have 2 little kids, and they're stuck. And not that they don't love being a mom or anything, it's just, it feels for a lot of women that's the end of the road. So we're reintroducing that, and we adapted it in a way that, with Charles Huddleston, he's great, as a thriller. We took on the idea that Nora is trapped in a way that, and with the financial crisis, what's going on, she can't go to the banks, she has to borrow from some seedy characters, and her husband is dying, and then he starts to run for office, and all this is going to come out. So we adapted it in a very modern, digestible, intense interesting way, I think, I hope.
Well, we look forward to seeing that. We wish you a much success with that and with Coffin 2 that we know is going to be a smash. And again, just the trailer scared me, so I'm going to need to watch it with company because I don't think I dare watch alone.
I don't think I watch it alone. I scare myself.
I believe it. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for being with us. And again, good advice. Don't get in a box and let people throw dirt on you.
No, don't get buried alive.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Richard.
It is 5:15 here on Downtown. Michelle Martin, the movie Coffin 2, out right now. Check it out, and it will scare the bejeepers out of you.